Claudius Drusi Caesar Augustus Germanicus Pontifex Maximus fossis ductis a Tiberis operis portus causa emisisque in mare urbe inundationis periculo liberavit.
With these words, impressed in a monumental way in a public building, the Emperor Claudius in 46 AD wanted to celebrate the construction of its port, the port of Claudius, the first of the two Gria imperial ports that transformed the territory into Porcius, the city of imperial harbors. The capital, in continuous demographic growth, was plagued by serious supply problems, especially during the ad season. Claudio decided to build an artificial port, but the project did not have a positive welcome for the enormous economic expenditure envisaged. Moreover, the dangerous proximity of the Tiber would have led, in a short time, large quantities of land able to inhibit the operation of the entire structure. Nevertheless, the chosen place was about 3 kilometers north of the mouth. The construction began in 42 AD with the excavation of half a basin in the mainland, extending into the open sea 2 long piers that bordered a large surface. A great beacon of signaling was founded on the ship in Dissar Ing, which, at the behest of Caligula, had transported the obelisk to the Vatican Circus, a large boat with a ballast load of over 1,000 tons. Only in 64 AD, the port work was completed by Nero, had the commemorative coins coined for the occasion. In addition to the problem of cover-up, the fate of the enormous basin had already been marked by a traversia. Tacitus informs us that in 62 AD, a storm sank or rendered useless at least 200 cargo boats, while another 100, which were penetrated into the Tiber, they were lost because of a fire. This episode highlighted the poor rail ability of the port. Between 100 and 112 AD, the Emperor Trajan intervened with a new project that foresaw the excavation of a large hexagonal basin inside the port of Claudius. The extension of the port structures, wanted by Trajan, involved the construction of the imposing hexagonal basin and the excavation of a canal that connected the Traianeo Trench, realized in the age of Claudia, and the iceberg. The size of the reservoir is very large. Each side of the hexagon is about 358 meters long, occupying an area of about 32 hectares. The bottom of the basin, deep between 4 and 5 meters, was paved, presumably for practical reasons related to maintenance. The shores were built to shew, so that the inclination of the walls would allow to attenuate the swell. The imperial ports were fundamental to the Roman Empire and remained in operation for centuries.